how did this come about? How were you guys able to become panelists?
Right. Well, last year I applied for and won the Will Eisner Foundation's Graphic Novel Growth Grant for libraries. And through those connections, I maintained contact with one of the Eisner representatives, and he invited me to write a proposal for a panel for Comic-Con. We included my husband and our colleague, Neil.
So a little bit of a tease about what the panel will be discussing this year.
Our panel is about nerd culture in general in high schools, including graphic novel use in high schools, gamification in the classroom, which is a classroom management tactic that teachers can use, and also Gamers Guild clubs, which myself and my husband and our friend Neil run at our individual schools.
Talk about nerd culture becoming a popular thing now,
yeah,
a trend. And in high school, you didn't want to be deemed a nerd because it wasn't cool, but it actually is cool.
Right. It's very mainstream now. I mean, just look at the Marvel movies making record box office sales. It's just normal now, and kids don't get made fun of a lot for it. I mean, I'm sure it's there, but it's definitely less than I was in high school. So we need to harness that, because it's engaging our students now outside of school, so we need to harness it inside of school as well.
In what ways are you helping do that for students?
Well, with the graphic novel collection at Yuma High School, our collection is now big enough to support classroom use, so entire classes can come to the library, and we have enough graphic novels for each student to check one out, which is huge. And then I worked with the English department to create a lesson plan and a whole unit for graphic novels for the literature classes. And then gamification in the classroom is a classroom management plan, which is more of my husband and Neil's forte, not so much mine, being a librarian, but it is basically using aspects of video games and other nerd culture things to engage students in the classroom and make them want to participate. Things like competition, self-improvement, aka leveling up, to make them want to learn and want to participate and have fun doing it. They're more likely to pay attention and learn that way. And then our Gamers Guild clubs. I am at Yuma High School. My husband is at Gila Ridge, and our colleague Neil is at Cibola. We each run individual Gamers Guild clubs. And it's not just for gaming, it's for anime and manga as well. We just call it Gamers Guild. It's one of the largest clubs on our respective campuses because it just draws so many different kids with different interests, but they all intersect in that nerd culture. And it really gives them an outlet that might not be an academic club, might not be an athletic club, but it's just something that they all have in common. It really builds a sense of community.
And talk about the education perspective of students getting interested in these type of graphic novels.
A lot of students still check out traditional fiction books, but I've found that because of this expanded access of graphic novels, our students who I normally did not see in the library grabbing a traditional book are now grabbing graphic novels. And actually this year, the number of checkouts of graphic novels surpassed my traditional fiction checkouts, which was really surprising.
Is there anything else that you would like to add regarding the panel visiting San Diego Comic-Con or anything else?
We're just so excited to be able to share our perspective with a larger audience.
Thank you so much. That was Caitlin Zakrzewski, a Yuma High School librarian.
Thank you for having me.